everyone, welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our dear friend, Joseph Z. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and welcome to Grace Street.
Yes.
Joseph Z is back with us today. I almost introduced Joseph Z as the number one enemy of the devil.
Wow.
You don't like that? I probably shouldn't say that.
I like it.
But he hates you.
That's right.
You're covered with the blood.
Come on.
Jesus.
You're covered with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
You have a mantle on you that you're going to go to the world with this message you have.
Amen.
God brought you for such a time as this to the kingdom.
Amen.
And this is your time to go and arise. And I'm announcing Joseph Z's new television show on our network.
Now that's faith. No contract, no talking.
No. God. And Mondo, as vice president, you are in charge of signing him up.
You're on. You're signed on. You're starting Monday.
It started Monday. All right.
Joseph Z has a message that has changed my life.
Yeah.
And I want it in your house.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Joseph Z is not just an author, but he's a broadcaster. Bible teacher, internationally known, and prophetic voice.
Yes.
He and his wife, Heather, are the founders of Z Ministries, a media-based ministry and conference-based ministry in Colorado.
That's right.
Do you live in the country or in the city?
Well, we live in the city today, and we're close to God in Colorado.
Yeah. So true.
Are you on a mountaintop, or where are you?
We're in Colorado Springs. It's a beautiful area, on the Front Range.
Oh, I love Colorado Springs.
Joseph, I like your name, by the way, Joseph.
Thank you.
That's a good Bible
Thank
name.
Thank you, sir.
I'm a Joseph fan.
Amen.
Oh, and he talks a lot about Joseph and the principles of Joseph.
Yeah.
In this book, Breaking Hell's Economy, Your Guide to Last Days Supernatural Provision.
That's it.
And the first Joseph had some rough times.
Yeah.
Do you mind being Joseph in that, knowing Joseph, what he's went through?
Well, we surrender to the will of the Lord, I guess.
Have you ever been through anything bad?
Yes. Been through some life, Jim. Yep.
But I wouldn't trust you if you hadn't been through something.
Mm. Never trust a man who doesn't walk with a limp.
Yeah. That's so true.
People, do you hear me?
That's good.
These perfect people are dangerous. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Pastor Joe, I love you. Glad to see you here today.
Pastor Joe, Becky, we love you.
Pastor Joe, this is one of the greatest books. Do you have it yet? I was going to give you a copy. Did somebody give you a copy?
That's good. That's good awesome. Job.
Somebody gave Pastor Joe. They're just out today.
Yeah. Jane. Good job.
Pastor Joe.
Thank you.
You did. That's right. You told everyone people, to buy their pastors a book.
And
somebody in the audience bought Pastor Joe a book.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, Jim and Jane just bought me the book.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
They're the best. I love
God that. God bless them.
You know, this is a timely message. You
better believe.
And yesterday, our whole service was about this.
Woo. Wow. Amen. Wow.
I want you to read this book.
Amazing.
Pastor. And I want you to preach it. Would you do that?
I'll preach it. I will.
Amen.
I love it.
This is from heaven.
Yes.
This is a book ordained by God. I'm endorsing it 1,000,000%. How can you get any further than that? I'm glad you got a copy.
Yes. Aww.
This is our pastor, by the way.
Yes.
Of the church.
Yes.
Would you come
praise
and preach
God.
For him sometime?
Anytime.
Oh, that's
awesome. Of
course awesome.
I would.
Get
I'd be
this
honored,
man
pastor.
In the pulpit, Pastor. He's coming back. We're going to prosper in God.
Yes.
I believe in prosperity. People don't believe that. But I believe in prosperity.
Right.
I just don't believe in mammon and the love of money.
Right.
That's right.
I'm learning that from you. I believe that God wants... you know what? I believe the people that are here right now, this is my group.
Yeah.
And so how many live here? Raise your hand if you live here. Raise your hand. Yeah. Wave if you live here.
Wow.
Well, quite a few of you live here.
Quite a few.
I'm believing God that you're here today and you're going to prosper beyond.
Amen.
I mean, things
Thank
will happen.
Yes.
I believe in today. I want you to take the book home and read it. And Pastor Z, Brother Z, Joseph Z, promised he's going to sign books in the audience. Get him to sign your book, Pastor. And I'm believing God that people today are going to find a new, it's called breaking hell's economy.
Yes, amen. Thank
that
you,
means
Lord.
What hell's plan for you is bad. Mm-hmm. What God's plan for you is good.
Yes,
yeah, come on.
You can have prosperity in the midst of hell,
yes.
In the midst of hell. And America, Mondo, is in a hellish mess.
Listen, when you look at chapter 4, it's probably one of my favorites. It's the foundation. If we want to understand what is happening, we are watching a war take place between the kingdom of heaven and democracy around
come on.
The world.
That's right. That's
and
right.
What is the first thing that destroys everything is language.
Yeah, come on, Mondo.
Language. When a kingdom inhabits, that's dominion. I'm going to give you a little Greek, Hebrew word of what dominion means. Write it
what?
Down. It is called mamlaka. That means king royalty around dominion. And the enemy came to steal mamlaka.
Mm.
Write it down. Mamlaka is a Hebrew word for dominion. There's a war between dominion of kingdom of heaven and democracy here in the world.
Oh.
And I want to tell you something. Oh. If we want to understand the dominion power, the kingdom power of heaven is the economy of heaven versus the economy of democracy.
Wow.
We are watching it at war. What is the first thing democracy wants to change? It is the kingdom language.
Mm.
I'm going to leave it right there. You got to get the book.
Mm. Yeah.
I got an idea, Heather. Are you still? Can Heather? You got a chair for Heather? Do you? Can you? Can
we'll
we
get
bring
it.
A chair?
Let me change my hat.
I want Heather just to sit next to me.
Yes.
Even if she don't talk,
please.
Because she's coming back. She's going to be
would
a guest on the show.
Would you like her here?
Yes, I want her to come
here,
up on the stage.
You come
and
here.
I'm okay. I booked well, Heather for your show, Lori.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, Heather.
I can imagine you and Heather together.
Yeah, I love
are
her.
Are going to,
I
you
love
know.
Her.
So just come and sit here, Heather, with you. I'm sorry, would you?
Hello.
We didn't prep you.
I'm
prep
so glad
this.
You're
beautiful.
Here.
You're gorgeous.
But we're going to talk about you, so I figure you're going to sit here right there. Okay, do you have a handheld, Mondo?
She needs a mic.
Yeah.
And we'll edit all this out.
No, we won't.
yeah, we will.
Joseph, how did you and Heather go from being desperately poor? Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
Desperately poor.
Yes.
And having the resources to operate an international ministry?
I would say.
I'm going to ask you that question. And would you introduce your wife first?
Oh, yes. This is my girlfriend of 25 years.
Aww.
And we've been together. We have two kids. We've been married, of course, for 25 years. Aww. And
you have.
Wow.
Yeah.
You look so young.
I know. They look 25.
Did you marry a young girl?
Yes.
Yes.
But you're the same age.
We are. We're the same age. Yeah. We met young and we've been running after the Lord ever since.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Glory God through thick and thin, hell and high water.
Yeah.
Two kids.
Yeah. And serving Jesus with all of our heart.
I love that. Yep. I'm so proud of you guys. Just who you are.
Heather, when you come back, you're coming back. Will you come back with your husband?
I would be honored.
And be on my show.
Yes.
And I want to tell the story. Tell just an inch of your story. Because we've got to talk about the book. But of what happened to you?
When I broke my neck?
Yeah.
There's a couple things you've been through.
But
and it's in the book.
But you went to heaven. You did. I mean.
I did.
Unbelievable. You broke your neck.
I did. Yes. I broke C1. It's the same as Christopher Reeves, Superman.
Yeah.
And.
He was paralyzed.
Yes. Terribly. And as I broke my neck, as I was going into the CAT scan or the donut, I left my body. And I saw myself. I was looking at myself on the table, and I this is a part I love so much. This is the awesome part about Jesus. When you have Jesus,
yes,
and you understand that assurance, there's no fear.
That's right.
So when I was looking at myself, I didn't have any fear whatsoever. Mm. So I saw myself, and it was very matter of fact, like, oh, that's me. And then I left.
Yes.
And then the next thing I know, I was in my home. And it wasn't my home here, it was there.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous.
Oh, you're talking about your home in heaven.
Yes.
Would you come back and tell that whole story?
I would love to. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes.
I want you to write a book.
Okay.
You are prophets. Did you know that your husband's a prophet? Did you know you ever ran into a prophet?
You know, as a third generation pastor's kid, I tried to run as hard and as fast as I could.
Yep.
I was
like, that's a funny joke, Lord. Uh-huh. But no, I knew. Mm-hmm. I knew.
Do you realize your husband has an awesome brain?
He does. Yeah. He really does.
Oral Roberts told me I had the most strong power coming from my brain of creativity. Now, I say that a lot because I need all the encouragement I can get. So I go back to Oral Roberts. Mm-hmm. But I always thought, well, he went like this. He said, I could feel waves coming from your brain. He said, you have the most creative mind and most... Can you believe that, Mondo? Mondo's looking at me like,
what? I look at this building. I look at Heritage USA.
Yes. But
Joseph Z has brain waves.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Yeah.
You're married to him.
Yeah.
So you ought to know.
Yes, I do know. I ask the Lord for help every day.
But I'm. I'm going to say this for the record.
Yes.
You are to write a book about this experience, and it's to be an amazing book. Yes. And your story, your whole story, but the story of your breaking your neck, dying, going to heaven.
Yes.
And I'll put it on my show.
Be wonderful.
That's a miracle,
so
though.
So we'll
really
help it be a bestseller.
You're a miracle. I mean, we're looking at a miracle. I just looked over at Tammy Sue when you said that you broke your neck, C1, same as Christopher Reeve's Superman. I mean,
he's
and
dead.
I looked at.
He's dead now.
Well,
you know that.
Oh, yes, honey, I know. But you're a miracle. Absolute miracle.
Right. Yeah.
And you also, from what I read in the book, had a kidney transplant.
That's correct.
Yes, I've had a kidney transplant.
It was a very severe scenario.
Yeah. I didn't qualify for transplant because of my antibodies kept rejecting. But
3.5 years of dialysis.
Yeah, it was in
3.5 years.
Dialysis. Yeah. And so with that, it was a dialysis is hard.
Oh, yeah.
I would see grown men standing at the mechanical doors, and as I would stand there, they would just break down and cry because with transplant, you don't have an end date. You don't have, like, by this time, you'll be out of here. You just don't know. Mm-hmm. It's a very hopeless place
to
be.
And one of the things that happened with you is you really manifested a gift of healing after that.
I did. Well, and here's the deal. I would watch healing tapes after healing tapes, and I would get so frustrated. I'm like, God, I know the scriptures. Yeah. I know them inside and out. I've taken in every healing teaching there ever is out there. What is it? What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Like, what else? I know I've been healed. You have bought and paid for this.
Yeah.
This is paid for.
Yep.
And I know I'm healed by my covenant. It is provided for me. What else do you want me to do?
And then what?
And the Holy Spirit spoke.
Yeah.
You believe this book?
I believe that book.
You broke hell's economy with your health.
I did.
You're a miracle.
Yeah.
You've got to write a book.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit just said, you know what I want you to do? And I said, what? He said, get to know me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jesus came to me and said, get to know me. Not topically, not on a topic, but get to know me. And that's when he came, and no matter all the miracles, we've seen tons of miracles. I know you guys have seen tons of miracles. We've all seen tons of miracles. But he came to me and said, there is a more sure word. And that's the word of God.
Amen.
Until the word of God began to speak back to me. And that's how it works with Joseph as well. The word begins to speak. When the word becomes so more real to you than this broke, fallen world.
Yeah, that's it.
There's nothing it cannot contain you. You cannot be contained by anything in this world.
That's right.
When you have a revelation of Jesus and how much he loves you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
That's right. Amen. So good. That's beautiful.
So I'm your book back, okay?
Yes.
And you're going to do Lori's show, too.
I would love to. I'd be so honored to have you on my show. Life with Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
So we just get right out here after Jim Baker shows, and it's great. It's fun.
Wonderful.
You know, you and Heather went from desperately poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you really encouraged me. A year ago, the doctors told me that I would be on dialysis.
Wow. Hmm.
And I'm a year away from that time now, right now. And I'm not on dialysis.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And I went back to the doctor recently, which I go to so many doctors, I'm, you know, that's my outing, going to the doctor. Lori takes me.
Mondo and I, we do it together, Jim, now.
But he said, you may never have to have dialysis, Jim.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he told me 2 years ago that in a year I'd have to be on dialysis. And when you tell me this, that encouraged me so much.
Thank you.
And your husband's book is an encouragement, the greatest book probably for this year that's written. I just want everybody to get this. But I want you to break hell's economy, every one of you. Yeah. I want you to listen to what Heather is saying today. I want you to be healed today.
Yes.
I want you to be free.
Yes.
I want you to have blessing. Mm-hmm. I believe God has abundant for us. Amen?
Amen.
So it says in your book that you are desperately poor.
Oh, yeah. We were so poor we couldn't pay attention.
That's true.
We had a very difficult time. We were in ministry. We couldn't make ends meet. And the Lord just really impressed on our heart to just start giving everything away. We gave our last dollar. Mm-hmm. Our last dollar. We sowed our last dollar, and that turned into $100. And then we sowed $100. Yeah. I'll never forget. We were in a meeting, and there was a preacher preaching and all this, and we were in a balcony, and Heather and I had an agreement that if one of us ever said, we're going to give and empty the bank account, we were going to do it. And we both felt the impression at the same time to give in this particular meeting, and I looked to tell Heather, and she was gone. Jim, she was gone. And it was one of the churches, you know, where they have Secret Service and earpieces.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then she goes up this large staircase to go put the offering on the podium while the preacher's preaching. And I'm thinking, I can't stop this. I don't know what to do. And I thought, oh, no. Oh, they're going to take you down, honey. It's over with, you know. But she did that, and nothing happened. It was good. It was a faith act to sow.
That's right.
And we believe in sowing and reaping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, it began to break us out of hell's economy. Mm-hmm. And then we just began to little by little break out. Mm-hmm. And it was like a return. It's like, it says in Isaiah 10:27, the anointing will destroy the yoke, but it's in three phases, 30, 60, and 100-fold. Mm-hmm. It says the yoke will be lifted off your shoulder, then it'll be loosed from your neck until it's ultimately destroyed. That's three steps, 30, 60, 100-fold. And that three steps is because of governmental suppression. Mm-hmm. It was because the people were controlled. And the anointing means the muscularity of the neck, the fatness. Mm-hmm. It means you will outgrow your yoke.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what that was. And so giving, obedience, walking in the full call of God, mm-hmm. wherever God leads you to be, will cause you to break the yoke completely.
Yeah. Oh. Amen.
That's what we did.
Amen. Thank you.
You talk about that in your book?
Yes. He teaches all about that.
If there's ever a book I want you to get, I want every one of my viewers to have this book. Yes. I have mine. Where is mine? I have mine. It has my name written in it. That means it's in my library. You can't steal. And if you borrow this book, you got to return it because my name's in it.
Yeah.
But I really mean this. I want to thank you for this book.
Because it's timely. It's right. It's for right now. It's for today.
God.
As it says on the back of the book, that Joseph C., it says, it's urgent to break free now as we rapidly plunge into global difficulties involving worldwide market collapse, bank closures, a digital one world currency, power grids failing, cyber war, medical deception, natural...
The power grids are going to fail...
Natural catastrophe.
You can write it down.
I knew you would. That would get you, Jim, going. But an unprecedented international conflict, and that's just a little bit of what is in this book. There are so many principles. These are God principles.
Yes.
These are not a man's idea. This is God's idea. You take it straight from the Word of God and you break it down for us.
Yes, Lori. You know, the thing we understand is that it was dark in Egypt, but it was light in Goshen.
Right.
And that light was supernatural. That wasn't a candle. That wasn't flicking a bick. You know, that was it was dark in Egypt, but it was a supernatural light that radiated from Goshen.
Yes.
The light in darkness. And they had blood on the door.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, we are coming into darkness. And the darkness in Egypt, Jim, you know this, was so dark that it says they could feel it.
Yeah.
It was darkness that could be felt. It was heavy. It was weighty. Nobody would get up from their seats. They wouldn't move around. And it was dark for 3 days that way. And I believe that's a lockdown scenario. That's some of the things we've already gotten a taste of.
Right.
Yes.
And this is going to come again. It's going to get stronger.
It is.
But the light cannot be stopped or extinguished by the darkness.
That's I'm going to give a prophecy right now, and it's not a good one, but whole cities are going to be in darkness in America soon.
It's true.
Be careful. Get ready. You know, the little generators we sent out for years, we got them. How many do we have at our house?
A few.
About five, I think. And the Lord said, I said, how is anybody going to even have light? And, you know, we sent out a little generator with a solar panels that with it.
Brilliant.
And so you can have light in darkness. And you won't laugh at me when the grid goes down. And so I just want to remind you, folks, it's time to make sure you got them all charged up. Get them all charged up and everything. And okay, forgive me for saying that. But, Joseph, I could interview you for a month, so you've got to come back. Because I'm just beginning.
Here's what I love that you just talked about. In this chapter one, the light in Goshen.
Yes.
I'm so grateful that you talked about Goshen and you went there.
Yes.
Because I'm believing this to be a Goshen right here.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. Mm-hmm. It's an anointing.
Have you ever seen our whole place? I need to drive you around.
No, I would love to.
Oh, my.
Let's go on a little safari.
I'd love you to see it.
Oh, you don't even know what you're saying. Oh, Joseph. He'll take you, too, trust me. Oh, man. But seriously, you talk about Goshen because it's in the Bible. And I love Heather, is exactly what everything that's in this book is biblically based.
Oh, yes.
And what you do so brilliantly, and Rick Renner said it, and when I'm going to tell you, when Rick Renner says it's masterfully written, it's masterfully written. Yeah. And it's deep. It's not just some little thing. You go deep into so many topic. You have the historical life of Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I just love that. I mean, who doesn't want to know more about Jesus? Yeah.
Well, Jesus broke out of hell's economy because he was positioned.
He
broke out of what the darkness was trying to bring. You know, when he was young, he saw many people crucified, even in his young age, in a town called Sepphoris. And he saw that, and it was a precursor for what was coming. But during that time, governmental suppression was there. But Jesus had the magi help him break out of hell.
The Magi.
Yeah.
And we have it now, the government oppression.
Yep.
Just like Jesus understands what we go through. Mm-hmm. He really understands it. And this book has broken hell's power from me. And I believe I'm almost a prosperity teacher today because I believe in prosperity. I don't understand. But I just don't believe in the love of money. I don't believe in worshiping money.
That's right.
And Joseph talks about that on page 271, if you'd like to go there.
Joseph, I'm talking to this Joseph.
Yes. Yeah.
When does the seed war come? Because there's a war, you know, I just feel like, you know, I've told you before, and I talk too much about myself, but when the government took, the government came in, all the agencies of government came in and took Heritage from me.
Yeah.
They put me on trial. And every agency of government was there.
Yeah.
They edited my tapes. They did everything to put me in prison forever. Yeah. And everything was against me. Mm-hmm. And yet God allowed me to go to prison, and like what you went through, God said, I want to know you.
Exactly.
That's so I didn't put you in prison to punish you.
Yes.
He said, I got even on the cross. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says, I brought you to prison to get to know me. And I'm about to release a book with the complete book of Revelation, every word of the Revelation with all my notes.
That'll be a good book.
And that's what I learned in prison. But I read the whole Bible in prison. I had time. They don't call it doing time for nothing. God said, I want to know you. Yeah. That was the greatest thing that he could say to you, is that he wants to know you. That was a compliment. And that's why you guys are being used of God today, because God wants a relationship with you too.
Thank you.
And I'm going to sow. I just feel like sowing. Because your book, really, I want God's economy. And I just started giving the last few months. And I thought, well, I don't have anything. Lori doesn't have a lot of money. But we give, don't we?
Absolutely.
And we're going to give more. Yeah. And we're going to give more. We're going to give more. And that's how this miracle is happening.
It's just like being a part of our monthly clubs that we have, right? Nana? Yeah. We have, you know, you can $30 a month or $50 a month or $100 a month. And I can remember, I don't know, a few years back when we were all in lockdown and we were doing the Jim Baker Show from downstairs, right, guys, at our home. And little Lori sitting next to me. I don't know what we were, I guess we were talking about the monthly clubs. Yeah. All I know is my daughters, it's like, Jasper and I talked, we're giving $100 a month. And I went, I can't let her out give me. My daughter's sitting next to me. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. What's this thing that I'm signing up for, right? And so we give, you know, on a monthly basis. Yeah. That's the PTL club, you know, monthlies. And that's a way
our ministry gives.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have
we give when we don't have it.
Yeah. Wow.
We give to missions all over the world. Yeah. We've always done that. But now we're increasing it.
Yes, yes.
We have a good account for tithe from our ministry. Mm-hmm. We believe in giving.
Storehouse.
And the more we give now, the better. We're about this week to reach the first goal of our telethon.
Yes, amen.
I mean that the network is going to stay on the air.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Last month, we needed an extra $1 million just to get that. And God's put it, it's there.
Yes.
It's
praise
right there
God.
Right now.
Praise God.
We just need a few more.
That's right.
And I believe in a few people who give $1,000 today and join the
legacy.
Yes,
the legacy club. Legacy.
Amen.
And that's those who want to sow. But I'm believing that God wants to bless you. And I believe you saw that. And you gave your last dollar even.
Oh, yeah. You talk about a seed war.
Yeah.
And a seed war is several things. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 46. It says the spiritual is not first, but the natural is first. That sounds backwards. The natural is first because whatever you do in the natural has a corresponding reaction in the supernatural. And the seed war begins when you take a step of faith, whether it's sowing seed, getting born again, deciding to follow God.
Yeah.
The war begins when you obey.
That's right.
And when you obey, all hell breaks loose against you to
thank
stop
you,
the fruition of that obedience.
Yes. Amen.
And the seed war is that tension between obedience and manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
It's that middle ground.
Yeah.
That middle ground is the area of battle. It's the territory of conflict. It's the seed war.
Yes.
And you
got to
win it.
Amen.
By maintaining, by staying strong, by staying in peace, and staying consistent. Mm-hmm. And you'll win.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You'll win.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a seed war before. I have a seed war because I used to give. I used to give millions of dollars away.
Wow.
Millions and millions. And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you the truth. God blessed our ministry. So I blessed. I'd find a black church. The vandals burnt down. I'd go build it.
Yeah. That's right.
And I would do these things and help people. Another church had a terrible fire, and I gave them a large sum of money. But it blessed me. And the last few years, I've been, you know, you've been through the valley. I've been in prison. But we're at the point where I want to give.
Yeah.
Help me give.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because a percentage of what you give here goes out.
Yes. That's
we're
right.
giving it out.
Yes.
We got, Lori's got a mission project that she's just wanted to talk about, and we'll be talking about it in a few weeks on the show.
Yeah, we will.
But, and it's to save people that are being slaved and selling
human trafficking.
Human beings, probably, Mondo, is the biggest awful sin in the world is selling little babies and selling old ladies and young people. They're just selling bodies to people to use whatever they want to do. Yeah. And Lori's got a burden for that, and she won't leave me alone.
Praise God.
That's right.
Lori wants me to help with that project.
That's a wonderful ministry. Yes. That's a wonderful project.
Right. Yes.
So how do we break this hold? How do we, what do we deal with this seed problem? I'm just sowing $100 today because I'm limited, and
let Joseph tell
you
us.
I need your help because I want your experience.
Well, I
want
to say,
how
this.
Did you go from just poverty to God taking care of you?
We gave our way to that point, and then we were consistent and faithful with what He asked us to do. And I want to say something. We said this in the previous time we were together, but I want to say this to you, Jim and Lori, is. Most people, when they go through a hard trial, they don't come back. They don't come back.
That's right.
And
that's
are the exception to that rule. The Lord has brought you back just like Joseph.
Yes.
Brought you back to lead and be prepared for 7 years of challenge.
That's right.
And God's brought you back for this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why this ground is powerful ground.
Amen. It is. It is.
It's powerful ground to sow into.
It's true. Most people don't. You know, we talked about this in the green room. You know, briefly, didn't Heather, and you looked at me while these two were talking, and you go, most when you've been in ministry a long time, you realize most ministers never come back from being beaten down.
Well, it's a great testament in business.
But
it's
God never left me.
Yeah. Right.
Now, Sister Z, did they call you Sister Z?
Sister Z. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Okay, Heather. Her name is Heather. Beautiful Heather.
Heather, Heather.
Yes.
I love Z. I love your
too.
Last name.
Thank you.
You really went through it.
Yeah.
She did.
Yes.
But God never left you. You were having visions of heaven.
I was.
You got a book in you, woman. you got to go through something to have a book.
Yeah. True.
Do you hear me? You everyone's to write a book. You can't write a book if you haven't gone through something. Are you listening to me? Whom God loves, He does what?
He chastens.
What?
Disciplines and chastens.
He chastens. Oh, I'm upset today. How do we break the hold of mammon over our lives? There's been so much controversy over money.
Yeah.
And this country runs on money.
Yeah.
If we don't pay our bills, they take us off the air.
Yeah.
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 It's a system I didn't invent, but it's there.
That's right.
If you don't pay your electric bill, what happens?
No more lights.
That's right.
If you don't pay the car payment,
take your
no
car
more
away.
Car.
It takes money to survive. I want to know how to break the hold of mammon over our lives.
By giving. Mm-hmm. The best way to prove that you don't have a money problem is by sowing.
Amen.
And when people begin to wonder if they have a money problem, they're like, oh, this greed, this, that. You know what? If you if you're worried about money and all this stuff, or you're worried about having too much money and greed, give it to this ministry here. Give it to Jim and
Good
Lori.
Idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get the gospel around the earth.
That's it.
The reason God prospers people of faith, yes, to bless them, yes, to bless the body, is to get the gospel around the earth, because the one thing God doesn't have is lost kids.
Right.
And God wants His kids home.
Amen.
And that's the only thing that we can give God for real. Let's make God rich and get souls
to
Him.
I love that in your book.
Amen.
Yeah.
I love that.
God wants souls.
Yes.
He does.
Make God rich. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, give your life to God.
Yes.
He loves you.
He loves you.
He died on the cross for you. And if you win souls, the Bible says you're wise.
Yes.
But that's what makes heaven rich.
That's right.
Boy, can you imagine? You can make heaven rich. Wow. You can make God rich. Mm-hmm. You win souls.
Yes, thank you.
You win souls. Mm-hmm.
There's two levels to it. You win souls and you make disciples.
Yes.
Amen. Souls brings
That's
them
right.
in.
That's good.
Disciples turns them into just wonderful, precious gold to the Lord.
Yes.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the loss of his loved ones.
Yes.
It's talking about mature disciples.
That's right.
So how will they hear without a preacher?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And that's how you send. And with that giving and breaking out of hell's economy, mm-hmm. we have a mutual lovely friend, the Renners.
Yeah. Yo.
And I love what he says about how obedience attracts.
That's right.
And out of your obedience.
Say the word obedience again.
Obedience will attract everything that you're called to, and the Lord will provide
It
acts like a magnet.
If you could just get this word. Write it down.
Yeah.
Obedience is like a magnet. Preach on that, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Obedience.
It attracts. It's like a magnet. Mm-hmm.
I asked God when I was in prison. I said, God, why do you use me? Why? Oh, why? I failed you. I'm in prison. He said, because you kept saying yes. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I'm here today.
Yeah.
I keep saying yes. I get out of prison. I'm so dumb. I can't say no. It's Almighty God. Yes. He called me.
Yes, amen.
He hasn't changed.
That's right.
He never left me.
Amen.
He never, never leaves you. Never, never forsakes you.
Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, not do the things I say?
Mm. Yes.
In obedience to what he says to do, whether it's difficult, hard, that is where the blessing is.
Yes, amen.
It really is.
Oh, I love your book. Please order the book right now.
Right. You can receive
1-888-988-158. Mm-hmm. Toll free. Order it right now.
Tell us real quick.
Absolutely. You can receive one copy for a donation of $25 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling or our friends and family offer, which is three of the books for a donation of $65, or better yet, our Baker's Dozen, 13 books for a donation of $200. Shipping and handling is included. Call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. Also, go to our website, jimbakershow.com.
I break hell's hold on your finances.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
I break hell's hold on your family.
Yes.
In the name of
Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
I want you to go to your phone and order this book.
Thank you, Lord.
And if I could order you to read it, I'd order you to read it. But I can't make you read it. But order it and then read it. Because it's got a word for you that'll set you free.
Amen.
You think I'm too free today? Just hold on. I'll settle back a little bit, but I'm going to keep reading the book, and then I'll get in trouble, right? But one of the most important things you've written in your book is that discovering that both God and the devil are territorial.
Yes.
You understand? Yes. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
It's to understand the entire battle.
Yes.
I want you to explain this, because this battle, we do have warfare.
Oh, yeah.
Saints, how many know you have warfare? Raise your hand if you know we have warfare. Raise your hand.
Warfare.
Don't lie.
Yes, we do.
We have warfare, but we're going to win.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Say, I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
Amen.
I'm a winner.
I'm a winner. Thank you, Lord.
Isn't anybody at Mondo? Are you excited?
Listen, this is the number one topic I keep thinking that Christians deal with is the area of finances. Mm-hmm. We learned the other day there are two areas that the enemy battles over. One is winning souls. The other one is offerings.
Wow.
And when you understand that they work together, the they parallel that, yeah. together.
And the problem, Mondo, is you can't win souls if you don't have offerings to pay. Yeah. Like,
absolutely.
We have to have big offerings to say on television. Yeah.
Because, listen, when you deal with offerings and you deal with altar calls, which is winning souls, that's all it is winning souls is giving altar calls. And today, the church hates talking about two topics. One is the area of money, and the other is the area of altar calls. We have removed those two very subjects out of the church, out of the conversation, out of their pulpits, because it's not popular in the culture of the church today. Yet, those are the two very things that makes the gospel go around.
That's good.
Mondo, it is so important to understand. Listen to me. Now, if you say this preacher is in it for the money, that's a lying spirit of hell.
Yeah.
You told me in your book.
Yeah.
And I really believe your book. I really believe your book is inspired by God. Your book says there's mansions in heaven.
Yep.
I may have more than one.
Come on. Why not?
Entertain my friends. Those who believe in just a log cabin in the corner of Glory Land, I want to have them come over to my house.
Well, he says that. Well, you say it in the book, Joseph, because that's what Jesus said.
That's what Jesus said.
Jesus said mansions,
that's what
right?
Jesus said. And if you look it up in the Greek,
yes,
it means mansions.
Oh my God, you mean that?
Yeah. If you look it up, it means eternal dwellings and
why
large
do people
spaces.
Want to minimize this? Well, it's not really mansions.
Well, because
but the Bible says it over and over.
I think the worst thing that ever happened to God was religion.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think religion has started all the wars and all the things and all the people that argue that. They're right. But God didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
God hates religion and he loves people.
That's it.
Amen.
So,
he loves people.
Boy, am I excited about having my mansion in heaven.
I know. You know, that really ministers.
I love old houses.
Well, you know what that means.
I hope I have an old mansion.
Okay, come on.
All right. Okay.
I mean, with all the glitz and glory, I love it. I love old houses.
Oh, boy.
So that would be fun. I'd like to remodel it, actually, because I love remodeling.
You'd be like the Bob Vila of eternity.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
There's deception because you don't know the word.
Right. Come on.
And that's why the way we're going to vote is on the word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Vote for people that believe in the word of God.
Well, you know, Jim, God and the devil are both territorial.
Yeah.
And the way that this operates, the way territories operate, God and the devil, if they went head to head, that is a ridiculous conversation. God destroyed the devil. Yes. He's beaten. He's cast down. But what the devil did is he took a hostage. He took mankind. And then the devil couldn't beat the church in the New Testament. So he did the next best thing. He joined it. And what took place is then denominations happened. Sure. He denominized the nation.
Wow.
And then what we're looking at now is we're looking at a territory war. And the territory is what we believe, what we think about, free moral agents, which are in government, in land, in properties. And whoever owns the most, makes the rules, those are the ones running the show. And if demons influence them, the territory of darkness wins. Even though the territory of light is greater, we have to enforce it in the natural.
The church has enough money in their bank accounts to fund all the gospel.
Come on. Yes. That's right.
I believe today there's people watching this program could write checks for $1 million, could write checks for $10,000, $100,000.
Sure.
And I'm asking you to do something. God's kingdom doesn't have lack.
That's right.
And money stays in the way of preaching the gospel. And I don't know of anything that is bringing out the voice of the prophets like this ministry is, and I'm pushing for this ministry because that's what's my responsibility.
Yeah.
So we need you to stand with us today. And I'm believing God that maybe 100 people would give even $1,000 today because we're going over the top.
Yes.
And I want to go over the top
today. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, amen.
Call and give that $1,000. We call that legacy.
Yeah.
You're sowing a seed. And that's how you got set free. You just started giving what you have.
Yeah. We're going to give $1,000 today.
Mm. Oh, you're kidding.
Wow.
We're doing that right here.
Wow.
Thank you.
We love you.
I agree with it for multiple.
Yeah, we love you.
I want you to get $1 million back.
So be it. Just go to preaching the gospel.
That's it.
And I want you on my network.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
I want that more than anything. I want you on my network because I know you got a message. And I want that message on this network for the people. Mm-hmm. It will heal the land. And I'm just determined to do this. I've had every trick played on me by Satan that there is.
Yeah.
And when we started, we'd do stuff that they really laughed at us. They laughed at us when we were with Pat Roberts in a little 1 kilowatt TV station, the first Christian TV station in the world. They tried to stop it.
Yeah. Wow.
That's right.
And then we went to satellites, and they tried to stop that. They laughed at that. How can you people do satellites? You don't even know how to build a television set.
You know, one of the things that's amazing about prophets like you? They do the impossible.
Yeah. They think we're crazy.
Well, they think you're crazy, but they might call you nuts, but you screwed onto the right bolt.
That's right.
But here's the thing. Prophets are called to do the impossible and build the impossible.
Yeah. That's right.
And that's what you've done, Jim, and you're going to continue to do it. We're behind you.
Amen.
And we need people
praise
that will...
God.
raised the prophet's hands. This place honors prophets.
Yes.
In the Bible, prophets were murdered. And a lot of people don't like prophets. I learned that. I've learned that. I can't believe how many are turning against God's word. Yeah. Sure, there's some prophets that aren't right. But, you know, you learn in part.
We know him.
Not everybody has the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and they got a whole thing we put together. Right. My wife's
now,
getting
Jim,
nervous.
We have so many, I have so many questions. I have some questions now. If you're not going to get to them, I got to get to them. Here's what I want to know. When I was so interested when I, you know, I got your book. I'm flipping mm-hmm. through
okay,
it.
What's the
I'm
question gonna, number one you want to ask?
I love this one, but I'll give you one. Now I'm going to give you two. I'm going to ask two before this power time is
He up. Can answer anything. Okay. Just throw them out.
Okay. Okay, Jim. Okay, so you talk about the transfer of wealth.
Yeah.
Because the Bible talks about the yeah. transfer of wealth.
Yes.
Will you talk to us about that real
Absolutely.
Quick?
Isaiah chapter 60 mm-hmm. talks about darkness covering the earth, deep darkness the people, but arise, shine, for your light has come. I believe that light is not only the physical, tangible glory of God, but I also believe it's the light in Goshen, the provision of God. When you look at it, it says the Gentiles will come to your light out of Isaiah 60.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 6 talks about Gentiles seek things. Right. And I believe that means there will be a transfer where the Gentiles go, who's got the power?
Yeah.
Who's got all the stuff? Oh, the light in Goshen does. Mm. The darkness does. You know, there's a revelatory thing that happens for people. And
I love Goshen.
Come on.
I feel like renaming Morningside Goshen.
Come on.
Okay. But you do have a whole, you break down Isaiah 60 in this book in a masterful way
okay.
to help us understand it, what you're saying right
sure.
now. And it is exciting to think of the transfer of wealth in these last days.
Can you come back next month?
Of course.
Because okay. I'm not through here.
Yeah, I know.
But go ahead, answer this question more. I want to know more about this transfer of wealth. Because I've heard preachers preach it all the time, but I haven't had many wicked give me money.
Yeah.
Does that really happen?
I guess it's happening. Here's what we recognize. We've got to recognize this. Mm-hmm. The reason we've missed it was some of the prosperity stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy the prosperity teaching.
Yeah.
I believe in it. I stand behind some of my favorite preachers.
Sure.
But where we've missed it is they're correct. We're just not complete. Mm-hmm. And the complete picture is it's about a corporate superpower. It's about the body of Christ. The body of Christ is called to grow collectively. Not everybody in the body is called to be a multimillionaire.
Yeah. That's right.
There's different responsibilities in the body. And so what it is a corporate power that the 521, I call it, which is just a numerical version for the body of Christ, mm-hmm. fivefold ministry, all the 21 gifts together. You do the right things, get in the right positions, mm-hmm. and God will empower that to bring the gospel around the earth. That's mm-hmm. a wealth transfer.
Yeah. Mm.
God will shift wealth to that organized picture. And he'll get the wealth around the world.
I feel like somebody's watching that owns a car dealership or something. They sell cars.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. That they have a large check they're supposed to write, maybe $100,000.
Wow.
To help us with this ministry. And this ministry is on in almost every city in America. It's in the commercial stations of America.
Wow.
And I believe it's time to break hell's economy.
Yeah.
In your family.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I want you to call me right now and say, Jim, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to call the operator and do it. And I'm going to thank you for it. But I want you to do it. I want you to, you have a chapter in the book, and I would go after the break. The chapter titled, Breaking Hell's Economy for Your Family.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Near to the Lord, those near the Lord will always have an escape.
Yeah.
Now, that's what people understand. In the last days, so what do we do? We have a household that needs deliverance.
Yeah.
And we want to be delivered from that spirit of the ages that's all around us.
Come on, Jim.
Come on, help me.
Well, we recognize there's a pattern. God, you know, prophecy is pattern also.
Mm-hmm.
The Jewish mind says prophecy is pattern. If you look at the patterns throughout Scripture, you look at Noah, him and his family in an ark. In the middle of a very treacherous time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look at the light in Goshen, the families that had the blood on their house, they were preserved. Mm-hmm. You look at Lot, when Sodom and Gomorrah were dealt with under that time, they were preserved as long as they followed and obeyed God. Yeah. That pattern repeats itself. Even in 70 AD, Jesus said, be careful where you are, get down from the house, go here. And then Jerusalem was surrounded and razed to the ground. And you recognize that the Christians were not harmed during that time. So family breaking out of hell's economy, families that stand together, Jim, they're like Cornelius. Mm-hmm. Cornelius gave alms before the Lord, and they came up as a remembrance to God. Yes, that's right. And people that don't even fully have a grasp on these things, if they're willing to give their life to God in a pure-hearted way, God will even rescue them and their household. He'll send a Peter to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Peter came, and they all got born again, and they all got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Praise
and
God.
That is a pattern that will repeat itself.
I love that. Okay,
I believe with all my heart that there's somebody who's feeling led to give $1 million, and we need 2 more million just to get us out of our debt. And that would... A million would really set you free, wouldn't it, Nana? Yes, you would probably shout.
Yes,
but I believe there's somebody who needs to move to the next level. They have a big amount of money in their bank. A million won't hurt them. And I believe people are going to be set free today. I believe there's 1,000 people going to give $100. I believe we're going to see an offering today of being set free. Just is this ministry being set free? This ministry is on the air in almost every major city in America. We're on DirecTV every day. And you said a person with a revelation from God is never at the mercy of a culture gone mad.
That's right.
Explain that.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Yeah.
You look at all these people throughout Scripture. They walk things out, and the odds are against them. Everything looks terrible. A man or woman. You know, I was ministering to an ambassador to another country, and the Lord moves in me with prophecy very strongly. And I just began to prophesy to this man, and they said, we're agnostic, we're this, we're that. The details that God had me share with this man caused him, probably like you in your calling many times, Jim, he began to pound his fist on the table and say, how do you know these things? Who do you work for, and how could you possibly know this about my life? And I said, because, sir, a man with a revelation is never at the mercy of someone with a good idea or an argument. And that revelatory power of God will put you, what other people may think, in a horrible position. He may send you to a hotbed, a difficult place, and God, wherever he leads you, is the safest place for you to be. The world can't stop a revelation. The devil has no answer for a revelation. Yeah. Those who dance are thought mad by those who cannot hear the music.
Wow. That's good. Oh. Wow. That's right.
That's a good word. Wow.
And that is why we want to keep this network going.
Yeah.
Because we're going to dance when the world's crying out in hell.
Amen.
We're going to dance before God because we have the victory. And people are going to tune in for a word from the prophets. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I got so many questions I want to ask. Will you come back?
Yes, sir.
One more last question real quick.
What?
I love this. I love this.
What?
Come on.
Mary interrupted Jesus' parade.
Uh-oh.
Tell us real quick.
Let's go. Okay,
come
so.
On. That's how one. I love
Colossians,
it.
Colossians. Jesus just got done in Colossians leading captivity captive. He paraded them through the streets. He's taking everybody out of what I believe was Abraham's bosom. He's going up to heaven. Psalm 24. It says the angels in heaven started to shout to the angels that were parading with Jesus. Who is this King of glory? And the other angels volleyed back, the Lord, strong and mighty. It was victory. Jesus is taking this thing to heaven, and suddenly he had to stop. Because on his way up, there was a woman standing in a garden saying, where have you laid him? And Jesus appeared, and she said, tell me, sir, where have you put him? And he said, Mary. And I realized that Jesus, in his most pivotal celebratory moment, the faith of one woman that was just looking for him altered all of that narrative. Mm. Pulled him out of eternity. He said, don't cling to me. I've not been to my father yet.
That's why he said that to Mary.
I only have 2 minutes left.
Oh,
could you say a prayer for
so
people?
Good.
Yes, sir.
Just pray for them right now.
Yes, sir.
I want them to be delivered in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, those of you watching, there are many of you that are there. The Lord spoke to me that we need to pray for the candidate of oil that's coming.
Mm.
The candidate of oil is coming. Watch for the candidate of oil. But Father, in Jesus' name, I speak over every person that is fearful of what's going on in the culture, in the world right now, in the economy, in this global concern over world war, all the things that are happening. Greater is he that is in you than he is that is in the world. It is okay for you to not be afraid. It is okay for you to be bold. It is okay for you to rise up and say, I ain't shrinking back. It is okay for you to be full of joy and rest in the power of God. I break fear off you. Yeah, I break hell's economy off you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't you dare shrink back. On a bad day, you're called to be the very best there is, because Christ Jesus is in you, the hope of glory. Man, we're going to win. We're not going to go out with a whimper and a sigh. We're going to go out with victory. Jesus believes in you. He loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joseph Z, for being with us today. I want you to go to your phone right now and call. And if you haven't ordered the book yet, I want you to get the book. I want you to do the $1,000 offering. I want you to do the $1,000,000 if that's you. I want you to do the Breaking Hell's Economy book offer at $25, or the three of them for $65, or the Baker's Dozen, $200. You ever have anybody offer 13 of your books? That's a
that's pretty
big
awesome.
Deal. 13 books for $200. Wow. I want you to call me. Write the number down. If the number's busy, dial it back right now. This is Victory Day. 1-888-988-1588. I want you to write that number down and call us until you get through, because we're going over the top and your day is here to move into breaking hell's bondage that is had on you.
Amen.
It's time to step up and step out of it. Amen. Do you believe that?
I believe it.
Yes.
I believe it too. I believe it with all my heart. You believe it, Lori?
Yes.
Amen.
Absolutely.
God loves you. Joseph Z is going to be back with us, and he's going to be on our show with the network every day. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you for having us. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Now's a good time to visit our website at jimbakershow.com. Here you can find today's show offers, clearance items, and great deals. You can read our daily news feeds, sign up for our email lists, and so much more. It's a great place to catch up on recent programs and take a look back at episodes dating back to our early years at Morningside and Studio City, featuring great music, incredible guests, and in-depth teachings. Log on to our website today at jimbakershow.com.